Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah for participating in the Lord's move on the campuses.
Amen.
So if you can open up to page 57, and we'll have everyone read the title together. My name. Oh, okay. Thank you, Brother Andrew. My name is Scott Young from Fort Collins. And it's so good to be here.
Amen.
Enjoying the Lord with you all.
Amen.
So how about now that you got it, done with the clicking? We'll read the title together, okay? With a strong exercise spirit.
Amen.
Building up the church
and
coordinating with the saints in the homes. And I'd like you to circle church. And I want you to circle homes. And Brother Peter and I will share. We asked, there's four students, we'll give some testimonies. But our feeling very much is we need, this message has to be given corporately. Because you all, I believe, have had many experiences in the homes, the benefits of being in the homes. And so we really depend on you all, and we'll give some adequate time for you to share some of your testimonies. I believe the more testimonies we can have, the more our feet will begin to move.
Amen.
Right? So as we go through the message and as the Lord may touch you, be considering and be ready, right, to complement, strengthen the message with your testimonies. The reason why I wanted you to circle church, because the church is the goal. I want to emphasize that. And then the homes is the way. And you also can say the homes is the place where the goal can be met. And that goal is the building up of the church. So if you look at, let's look at Roman numeral 1 and read it together.
The purpose of our labor on the campus is not merely to bring people to the Lord, but also to collect material for the building up of the church.
The brothers mentioned this yesterday, that our labor on the campus and bringing people to Christ is not merely just to bring them to the Lord, but it's much further, is to bring them to the church. There's this verse, Haggai 1:8. I'll read it to you. It says, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it and will be glorified, says Jehovah. And so here, this is Haggai the prophet to the children of Israel who had returned, and his word of encouragement to them who had been distracted to go back and build God's house. So for us, applying it to go up to the mountain are the campuses. And here, and bring wood. Your classmates, the ones on the campus, those fellow students are wood. And we are to bring them to the church to build God's house. And I was really freshly impressed. And I will take pleasure in it.
Amen.
Saints, we have to realize God's pleasure is in the church. Look at 8 together. Let's read that. God's
purpose is to have the church.
We have to preach and minister Christ
to people with the building up of the church in view.
Amen. God's eternal purpose is to have the church. You know, Matthew 16:18, the one phrase, the key phrase here, the Lord is telling Peter, he says, I will build my church. The unique thing that Christ is doing today is he is building the church. And the unique factor that will bring our Lord back is the building up of the church.
Amen.
And as I was considering this, you know, I was reminded again of Matthew 13 about those fine pearls. In which the merchant was seeking. And when he found the pearl of great value, he sold all that he had in order to purchase that pearl. That pearl signifies the church. The church is his good pleasure. The church is what makes God happy.
Amen.
It's what makes his blood pump.
Amen.
You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, right? Christ so loved the church that he gave himself up for her. There is a lot of feeling in Christ's heart for the church. and saying, you know, I was just reminded and refreshed. May the same heart be in our heart, right? May the vision of the church fill our being. Everything that we are doing on the college campus and bringing people to Christ has to be with the church in view. The church is the goal. If we are not, our goal is not the church, then we are doing something different than what the Lord is doing. Because what's the Lord doing today? He's building the church. And so this is a good balancing word to what we heard yesterday, right? Because, you know, as one who's involved with the students, I appreciate very much the nucleus of the students. The students being coordinated, built up as a solid core, that they can be a living testimony on the campus, saying this is the most prevailing way. But I tell you, if you fall short and just taking care of that as being coordinated on the campus, you're strong, you're prevailing, ones are being added, but then lose sight of the church, you'll miss the mark. You consider it. You can have this, but think about it in this way. If you have this wonderful built-up core of students who are loving the Lord, prevailing on the campus, but then eventually all of you are going to graduate, what are you going to do then? The saints have to, these ones that we begin to gain on the campus need to be connected with the saints in the church. Because the goal is eventually to build up the church. In the light of that, look at point B. So let's read that together. We should
regularly attend and function in the meetings of the church. The meetings of the church include the Lord's table meeting, the prayer meeting, and the prophesying meeting.
So this point B flows and it makes a lot of sense. Is that if everything is for the church, then clearly when we see this, we ourselves need to be fully in the church life. And that in particular means to be in the meetings of the church. If you see the church, then you have a lot of feeling about the meetings of the church. And here it points out three particular, right? There's the Lord's table meeting, which we worship the Lord, feast on the Lord, enjoy the Lord. Then the prayer meeting, in which we are the warriors, cooperating with the Lord, fulfilling our responsibility for the Lord's move on the earth. And I will have to say, you know, the prayer meeting is probably maybe considered, could be the toughest meeting. And I was telling the brothers, I consider, you know, the prayer meeting, and to go consistently to the prayer meeting requires vision. You don't go to the prayer meeting because you feel like it, because most of the time you don't. You go to the meeting because you realize God has a need. And because of that vision, you will go and pray with the saints. And I think that those who go can testify, when you go, you enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Especially when the Lord flows through you and you release a burden that's on his heart, right? And then the prophesying meeting. And in the prophesying meeting, through the saints speaking forth and ministering Christ to one another, we directly build up the church. So, you know, I emphasize a little bit on this point is because it's not a healthy situation if you're on the campus, maybe so involved with the other college students, preaching the gospel, doing many activities, yet you yourself are not fully involved in the church life. That is something wrong with this picture. How are we going to bring others into the church life if we're not fully in? Right? So we need to get ourselves into the center of the church life. And I'll say a little word of encouragement. The prayer meeting is not for the older people.
Amen.
It's for all the saints in the church.
Amen.
Are you in the church?
Amen.
Yeah, so the meeting is for you.
Amen.
And the Lord needs your portion.
Amen.
Okay, point C. Let's read together. We should
bring our burden for the students through the church in order to stir up the whole church to pray for what we are doing. When the church picks up this burden, the church will be behind us and will be absolutely one with us in our burden.
Amen. It's a very precious point. It's very good to bring up the burdens, the ones you're caring for, to the saints in the church. And you have to realize that how much you need the support of the church for the work on the campus to be prevailing. I think I'll just say that much here, and I'd like to get into Roman numeral 2. How about we read this one together, this point? Amen. We
need to connect the new ones to the homes of the saints to enter the church life. The homes of the saints are their stepping stone into the church life. We need many homes of the saints for the sake of coordination in the gospel work. Every college student needs a home to which he can bring his friends.
Oh, praise the Lord for the homes. I'd like you to underline that the homes are the stepping stone into the church life. And then underline, and I would like to emphasize this, is every college student needs a home. In fact, I want all of us to say that, especially the students. How about the students say that little phrase I just said together with a strong spirit, okay? Every college student needs a home. Praise the Lord. Every college student needs a home. You know, yesterday, our brother was pointing out that, you know, the Lord Jesus, when he was on the earth, he labored much, ministered much, and out of it was formed a nucleus, right? The disciples. Then eventually, by the time through his death and resurrection, there was 120. It's quite a solid nucleus that the Lord had raised up. And then from that point, we know on the day of Pentecost, with Peter preaching the gospel, the Spirit was poured out, the Word was spoken, and 3,000 got saved. But, you know, you have to be impressed with, in Acts chapter 2, what did these 3,000 do? What did they do? Well, saints, you have to be impressed. They were in the homes. The beginning of the church life began in the homes. Right? So this verse, Acts 2:46 through 47, says, and this is their continuation, And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they partook of their food with exaltation and simplicity of heart, praising God. Amen. And having grace with all the people. And the Lord added together day by day those who are being saved. So as the nucleus on the campus, you're coordinating, you need to be intimately related and in the homes. And at this point, what I like to do is actually I'm going to ask, I think it's Aaron and Xing Xing, right, if I get it right. And they're going to share some of their experience of being in the homes and then bringing their friends to the homes. So I think I'd like to have them give their testimony. And we have the mic, right? So, amen. Why don't you come forward and I'll share a little testimony. I'm sorry, yeah, come on forward here. Yeah, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Erin from Chicago.
I'm Xing Xing from Chicago.
Okay, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. About a little over a year ago, I got to meet Xing Xing. And praise the Lord, I got to see her coming into the church life through the homes. We met her on campus, and she told us she wasn't a Christian yet. She wrote in the comment box she wanted to love God, and that was really sweet. But you know, she would express to me when we'd meet together, she was like, I don't think I can have faith. I don't know how to believe. I don't know how to believe this. You know, I want to, and I'm open to it, but I don't know how to. You know, and there was, like, difficulty praying at one point, questions about baptisms at one point. But I feel like a lot of it, you know, was broken through in the homes. You know, she was baptized in the homes. She learned to declare verses in the homes. She got preached the gospel to, I mean, for, like, a couple times in the homes. Like, you know, she heard it a couple times. Praise the Lord. We could always use hearing the gospel. But I think that's really because she found her home in the church, in the homes. You know, in the one of the first things she said to me was she saw the kids jumping on me in the home meeting. In the home meeting. she's like, wow, they're like your family. You know, but then they are my family. You know, I saw one of the sisters in my home meeting she's a mother. Some of the kids, I saw her crying once during like a baby shower. I felt like I saw my own mother cry. Like, you get really close and you built up with these people. And, you know, it's just, I think it was a wonderful step in the church life to bring Sing Sing into that. And I think she can also testify that it's become her home as well.
So last summer in June, I got contacted with Saints in Chicago through the UIC Freshman Orientation Table, and I started fellowship with Aaron Delaney. Okay. So it took me about a month to actually get into my first home, which is Annie Dower's home in the Chicago area. And in the beginning, I was there, the saints in home meeting, their cooperative, spontaneous praying just really overwhelmed me. And I was freaked out. I was blind and dumb before I go to the home meeting. I couldn't see Lord's mercy. I couldn't, say, Lord Jesus, I love you. However, I was still attracted to the people in the home meeting, and I continued coming back. Really through this corporate body, I learned how to call the name of the Lord. I learned why God died for us, His purpose and His economy. And I really learned to share a burden in the home meeting, serving other saints, and even opening my home to other saints staying over. We have like bring salads every day to the home meeting. So I'm not even like not only taking, but also can give my portion into this cooperative body. So one night I went to this home in I'm not sure, I think it's Hannah's house. And I saw this baptism of another sister who just came to America a week ago. And then I went back to Annie Dower's house in my home meeting, and I got beneath the water, and I come back. I was baptized. Amen. Amen. So the home meeting not only taking care of my spiritual need, but they are also taking care of my physical and emotional need. There are many times they drive me to the meeting house on the Lord's days. They're driving me to taking groceries. Like there's one time I got condemned and I wasn't able to show up in the home meeting. And I was so surprised when they all showed up in my building and coming over to visit. Amen. The home meeting people really become my second family. And throughout the past year, I have been to a total 20 plus homes, including Illinois and other states I've been to during the blending trips. So the home meeting is like a farm. They pour out their love and richness of God to this little seed in my heart. And day by day, my life has been changed. My vision has been enlarged. And I have been reborn. And right now, it's like gradually transformed. Amen. Into God's image.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why I'm here today in the call training. 1 year ago, I know nothing about God. Amen. And I'm so in love with God right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Home meeting is my stepping stone to God's body.
Amen.
Amen. Which is the church.
Amen.
Amen. Now, that was encouraging. I appreciate what she mentioned that at the very end, is that I think all of us can testify. Would you say that you are here because of your relatedness with the saints in the homes? That was her testimony. She is still remaining here with us because of her connection, the shepherding, and the care of the saints in the homes. I mean, I can testify of that. Actually, the first home I came to was the home of David Chow. And I'm now remaining, praise the Lord. I just want to finish with two quick things, okay? Is I like to encourage, I said every college student needs a home. I really encourage every saint, every student to be before the Lord about this, that what you desperately need is a nest. A nest is a place in which you can receive shepherding and care. You know, there's this one psalm, I'm going to apply it in a very particular way. In Psalm 84:3, it says, at your two altars, Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. And in, you know, the sparrow are us, the believers who are small and frail. And a home is a place of rest. A nest is a place of refuge. And so, you know, in college it's not easy. Bearing fruit is not easy. And so what you need is a place of rest and a place of refuge. And the saints who are in the homes, the families, who have so much rich deposit of Christ, if you would, I would even say, invade their home, get into their home and get into their life, you'll find a nest. And then with that nest, you have a place in which you can lay your young. And so I encourage, you know, a lot of times we have home meetings, but a lot of times maybe your relatedness with the saints may be just kind of week by week. You're in the home, saints are pouring out, they spend some Christ. But I encourage you, go a step further. Pray for a family in which you would become part of their family. And get into their life, their daily life, day by day. Get involved with them. And then their shepherding function will be revived, will be enlivened and strengthened, and they will take care of you. You will receive the riches of Christ that they have. And then you will have a place you begin to pray for the friends, the classmates that you're burdened for. And then you can easily bring these ones into their home. And by doing this way, you will begin to experience the bearing of remaining fruit. You know, I don't have time. I think the last point I'll just mention with this is that many of us had the experience. I was asking the brothers, and I'll only just generally ask. You know, to me it was encouraging. 61 out of 97 had the experience of praying, bringing someone to Christ. But then I wanted to ask the question, how many of those have remained to be in the church life? And I won't go through the whole thing, but you consider, it's not that easy for the ones that we bring to Christ to actually remain and continue in the church life. Saints, we need the homes. In the homes, we have all the rich portions of the saints to help us together to bear this one to become remaining fruit, so that the church can be built up. Amen. Okay, I'm going to finish. Well, let me read point A, and then Brother will come up, Brother Peter. Okay? So A, pray, fellowship, and C.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, let's under Roman numeral 2b. It says using our homes for the gospel has many advantages. So under that point, there's a few points. Let's read those Roman numeral B and 1, 2, 3 under them. Using homes for the gospel has many advantages. The homes are the place where God's activity is carried out. Human beings need a society.
The sweetest and most restful
place is the home. There are many lonely and homesick college freshmen, and we must
take this opportunity to fill up the gap in their hearts with Christ by opening our homes.
So I would say in the recovery, we're really entering into this matter of the homes related to the campuses and bearing fruit. So I feel like where I serve in Minneapolis and Brooklyn Park area, we're still entering into this, and we haven't really entered into this. But some churches have. You know, you heard the testimony of the saints today, and we'll ask some other saints to testify in a few minutes. We really need to enter into this. And because you know, I've been serving on the campus, and I can meet with students, and students enjoy the time in the Word. But even connected with other students, it's not as good as connecting them to a home. And I feel that long range, the remaining fruit, the ones that I've served on the campus, they enjoy getting the Word with me, but they're not really built into the church life. And that's a real frustration in my heart. And I feel like this is something that we need to all labor to enter into. The elders in the church need to encourage this, but you students also should take the initiative to find some homes that you can bring some of your contacts to and that you yourself can be related to. Because you yourself need the shepherding and those saints need the shepherding. Because the church life, if we just have a church life on the campus, that's just a campus work. That is not the church life. We need all ages, and we need also people to see Christ manifested in someone's home. You know, they may come from a background, even if they come from a Christian family, they're not going to see what the Lord wants to see in their own homes. But they're going to see Christ expressed in the homes of the saints. They're going to see and taste something of the real church life, the real family life, the real social life, and the real purpose of human life. That will be seen in the homes. Also, it's very unnatural in our campuses. We have all these people who are all basically the same age. That's not society. Society is all different ages and all different situations. So it's a very fun time, probably when you're a student, but for the long range, for building up and having a real taste of what human society should be and when people are living in spirit and pursuing God, it only can be seen in the homes. So this is very important. So I'd encourage, like the brother said, invade some saints. Ask them ahead of time, I want to bring some students over. I just want to come over. Get a little pushy. Get yourself in there. This is God's burden. And maybe sometimes we're reluctant and this and that, but if you can get related to a home, saints, that'll be so wonderful for the church life. Not just for you personally, but it will really help those saints to be revived and strengthened. And there's a lot of testimonies over the past few years out of Austin where saints really got help just because the saints came to their homes and they ended up caring for those students. So this is a really important matter. Okay, let's read C together. C, and let's read C and D.
We also connected to the homes of the new ones. The best way to set up for the believer is to set up home meetings where they live. Saints of all ages in each locality can participate and coordinate together for the gospel work.
Now, under these two points, I'd say the connection of the new ones, this is probably a little more mature because once you have those people, the new ones coming to a home, maybe sometimes it's good to go to their home, to move that home meeting to their home once in a while. One of the sisters just brought out that she gained a lot because she had to bring some food to that meeting. And she saw the saints coordinating to pray for that meeting. So the home meeting becomes more than just a meeting on a certain night. It becomes a way of life. And there's a coordination that saints can enter into. And so if that can spread to that new one's home, if it's appropriate, they feel comfortable, that would be very healthy. Let's read the four points under D.
If the saints in every locality are well coordinated, the new ones will be inspired
with what they see. They will see the real social life, communal life,
and family.
Okay, so this is what we want them to see. We want them to see beyond just a campus club or just meeting one-on-one or in a very small group on the campus. That's fine. There's a certain feeding and a certain care that happens. But to bring them into the real social life, the real communal life and family life, this will cause them to taste the church life. And this will build up the church. Okay, and then two, our service.
Our service in coordination will touch, soften, and warm up their hearts to receive the living, piercing word.
Right. Amen. So for them to be brought into that coordination and prayer, that means that it's not just that one meeting during the week. But there can be other times where they're brought into the home to pray for their friends, just to come over and hang out, to be together with those saints. This is a very enlarging. So we have to think beyond just meeting life. Meeting life is the beginning. But how about other times where you just go over to hang out at those saints' house, or go to do the laundry there, or maybe they've got the better cooking utensils than you do and you want to cook a fun meal. You could go over there or bake some bread or something that just get into the homes in all kinds of ways. Okay, number three, the saints... Right. Amen. So again, they're touching something of the coordination, the prayer for the meeting. And even when you do that, you're exercising over the word, pray reading the word. Amen. So this is bringing them into a real church life. It's very broad. It's very all-inclusive church life. So this is a real enlarging in the homes. And this is a something that I think is really in all of our hearts. If we serve on the campus, I have a couple of really dear students. I tried to get some of them to come to a home meeting, but I think I just need to involve some of the homes more in praying for them, that they could get connected. I just know if they got connected to someone just besides me and one other student, that would be so enlarging for them. But this is something we have to struggle for and fight for, because I believe the Lord's been frustrating us, because he wants the real church life in the homes. This is, the Lord knows, this is the way the church is really built up. Okay, so four. Once
the freshman is brought into our
living
room, most
of the work is already done. Oh, Lord, amen. So this is a goal, to bring the students connected into our homes. Praise the Lord. Okay, we have a few students... I think you know who you are, from Fort Collins, a couple sisters from the Fort Collins area. So I'd like to have them share, because like Scott said, we're sharing some principles here and touching a little bit, but these two groups of students have some experiences, so we'd like them to share their experiences. Introduce yourself and then praise the Lord.
Hi, I'm Hannah from Fort Collins.
I'm Cassie.
I'll go first. I came to my first home meeting about 2 years ago, and I remember specifically they had zucchini bread. And my mom always made zucchini bread at home, so I felt right at home, and it was perfect. And the homes have just been such a testimony of the Lord's provision and the Lord's love, and it's just been such a blessing to me and even to my family. Just an example of provision, I haven't had to go grocery shopping all summer. I have so many leftovers from the saints. And there was one time, there was this one time a sister offered me food and I said no. And I felt so bad. I didn't know why, but I felt like I had like literally slapped her. I just felt terrible. So I can't say no anymore. So I have plenty to eat. My roommate has plenty to eat, and it's been such a blessing. And I know I can really see through them that the Lord really loves us,
yeah.
And he's just so sweet, and I can even see how much they love the Lord, and that's inspired me to love the Lord, and it's been a testimony to my family. Like, my family, they're all saved, but I'm pretty certain they've never touched their spirit, so they're missing out on so much,
yeah.
And the saints have, they've been praying for my family, and they've even come and visited my family, who's about 3 hours away. And so it's just been so sweet, and I feel like, especially my mom, I feel like she's really seeing the riches that are in Christ, other than just knowledge about Christ and being a Christian. Like, there's more, and I'm just very, very thankful for the homes.
Amen, saints. I have a very similar testimony to Sing Sing. The saints are just, I don't even know where to begin. I just came into the church life this last semester, actually, out of desperation for the Lord.
Yeah.
My first year in college, I wasn't seeking the Lord. I was saved when I was 19, but I wasn't like in the church life, or I didn't even know there was such a thing as a church life. And so I kind of was in the whole partying scene and stuff. But this last year, I was like, no, I don't want to do that again. So I saw, it was kind of actually strange, their booth was like the only booth in the student union at the time. And I was like, okay, I ran up to them. I was like, I need you guys. I want to be part of your club. But I didn't know that they love the Lord in the way that they do, and they follow this recovery Bible. I didn't know anything about it. And then I started going to more meetings. They had home meetings and dinner just very often, and like so often that I didn't need to go grocery shopping. And no, seriously, I'm serious. And as college students, you know, like we just eat like random stuff that we find or whatever. But so it's like busy, but their meals are amazing, like they were made by Jesus himself. Seriously, I'm not even joking. Like, it's just amazing. You know, when you go home and your mom has like food ready for you, you know the feeling. So it's just been really incredible. I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for the saints. And they've just been like a family to me. And I don't even fully fathom how they are so nice sometimes. I'm just like, why are you so nice to me? Like, how do you trust me? Like, even just practical matters, like doing laundry in their homes or like just hanging out, like, I don't know, you name it. It's very, very much a family. And then I started doing this internship with them over the summer, and then they told me about this college conference, and now I'm here. And
amen.
Thank you for this. Amen for the saints.
Amen.
That's it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes. So we'd like to open up the time now for also other saints to testify, especially the matters related to the homes. The testimonies of the saints. We have the principles, the brothers have opened these up, but the real living experiences of the saints, I think, will really support this burden. Okay, so let's have some sharing.